The term smart has become synonymous with things that are data-enriched. Smartphones, smart cars, even smart homes. Now emergency responders are using a new approach that's been dubbed smart policing. The show's Jimmy Jenkins got a firsthand look at the process as the Phoenix Police Department trains its first-ever intelligence officers.
NR 212, where do you need a backup?
Driving through the streets of West Phoenix, Officer Jen Moore surveys the Maryvale precinct.
Maryvale, you kind of have a lot of everything. You have more of the violent crimes here. A lot of shootings, a lot of aggravated assaults, some kidnappings.
She also sees a lot of gang and cartel activity as she patrols the neighborhoods from 23rd Avenue to west of the 101 freeway.
So, if you want some excitement, you come here.
Moore has all the responsibilities of a regular patrol officer. She responds to calls, works traffic, and backs up other officers when they're in trouble. But her main presence here in the Maryvale precinct is to provide a different kind of backup.
You on?
Yeah, what's up?
Moore is the intelligence officer for her precinct. She's trained to use information and databases that a traditional patrol officer doesn't have access to. In this instance, one of her fellow officers has radioed Moore for help identifying someone involved in an accident.
So we have a last name, that he's a white male, and possibly born in 89.
Moore puts the limited information into her computer and, in a matter of moments, comes back with the correct ID.
That's going to be the correct subject. I appreciate your help.
Moore is like a mobile intelligence outpost. Her small patrol car is crammed with computer terminals, keyboards, and radios. While she's helping other officers process data, she's also sending information back here to the Phoenix Intelligence Center, or PIC. Housed in a highly secured location in Phoenix along with Homeland Security offices, data analysts here work to create profiles of crime patterns. Gary Brazzi is commander of the PIC. He says aside from assisting patrol officers, the goal is to come up with more detailed crime statistics that the department can put to use.
You really want to find out not just how many burglaries or robberies or, you know, this or that kind of a crime went on. You want to find out, you know, where it's trending specifically.
While Moore and other intelligence officers are sending data in from their patrols, the analysts at the PIC have access to much larger databases, like the National Vehicle Location Service, which draws data from a network of privately owned license plate reading cameras from across the country. Commander Brazzi says the PIC turns all of this data into what he calls actionable intelligence.
In order to solve that crime right away, not sit on it, not pass it off to a detective that gets to it much later, but to respond to that call and follow up on it immediately.
But does this kind of enhanced data tracking pose privacy questions? Cody Tellup is a criminology professor at Arizona State University. He's been monitoring the intelligence officer program and says while more data is being shared among the police force, the information itself isn't new.
It's really about using existing resources and existing information more efficiently and more effectively.
But Tellup says giving patrol officers access to more data comes with the need for more oversight and training.
Making sure that you're protecting the privacy of that information, ensuring that citizens' rights are protected and that that information is secure.
Back in Maryvale, Officer Moore drives her car through a neighborhood she knows all too well.
Right now we're at 43rd Avenue and Thomas, and this is one of our problem areas. So this apartment complex, there's a lot of property crime that goes on here, and you can see that.
She points out kicked-in doors and walls that are scrawled with tags and graffiti. We come across a man she knows doesn't live in the complex, and Moore gets out of her car to investigate.
What's going on in here? Do you have any drugs on you?
No.
Nope, any of your pockets.
She didn't need a computer or facial recognition to tell her the man was out of place. She knows because it's her beat.
Well, we're still cops, so you got to get out in the street. And it's part of it is human intelligence. You gain that human intelligence, and that's getting out, walking your area, talking to people. The streets talk. People talk.
She says the computers and the data will only get you so far. For Officer Moore, smart policing means knowing the community you serve. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.